little travel news here. I just, my friend Mike told me yesterday, he was getting the real ID. And he's the guy, from, young Mike from the gym.
Yeah.
He wasn't there yesterday. And he said, I was stuck at the DMV for 8 hours.
Oh, my God.
Still.
Really?
And then
did he do the just walk in?
Well, yeah. And you know what happens is, if you don't have an appointment. Now, my wife has an appointment in like 2 months. That's the first one she could get.
That's how it is. Yeah, 2-3 months out.
So my friend, another friend, you know, Jim Gene.
I do know Jim Gene.
Also goes to the gym. She had an appointment, and the next day she reported that people, afternoon, at least here, afternoon you can just walk in, but people start lining up at 8 a.m. so they can get the noon slot. You know, so
first come, first serve.
Yes, so that's what my Mike did. He got there at 8 o'clock. He's like, they were lined up around the building.
With waters and folding chairs.
On your jush.
On your jush.
All of it.
Yeah.
And you know it's 4 hours because you can't walk in before noon. But the line is so long that if you're at the back of it, it's more like 4 o'clock by the time. So he spent 8 hours there yesterday.
Is this something where maybe people, I don't know if your daughter would do it, but your son certainly could hold the space in line? Or do you have to be there in person?
I think you can hold the space.
Or will the line yell at you?
I'm not sure.
Every line has its own dynamic.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Are you cheating the system if you do it that way?
Remember when a couple of months ago, the woman fainted because it got kind of hot in May, and she fainted, and when her husband came to check on her because she had fainted and they'd called 911, she goes...
She ripped off the oxygen mask.
Go stand in line.
Get me back in line.
We need that real ID. We have to have that.
I told you, whenever I go, I'm going to have a line holder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't have one either. You don't have
no, I don't have a real ID.
You have a passport.
Do you need one?
Do you have a passport?
Passport's invalid now.
Do you need a real ID, Biggie?
No, but I'm going to go ahead and get it just in case.
Maybe you could wait till like December when the lines aren't as big.
When does?
I put an appointment in. I have
You have an appointment?
I have one, but mine is 3 months out.
When does your driver's license expire?
I think 3 more years.
I'd ride it out, man.
All three. If you don't have to trip.
Where's he going?
Well, here's the decision my wife and I made yesterday. Okay. And she has an appointment in a couple of months. But even with an appointment, I feel like you still have to wait for a while, you know. That's why Biggie says he needs a line holder even for his appointment.
Talk to your boy.
Well, and I said, can I go in October and get one and won't have to stand in line? She goes, oh, no, this is going to be months and months of people standing in line every day for hours and hours.
Well, you know, let's be fair. The deadline snuck up on people.
It did.
It was 20 years in the making.
That's right. They only gave us 20 years of warning.
Okay.
You know what my wife says? She is kicking herself because in all of this, while this was going on, my daughter was getting her license. Remember, she failed the test 3 times. I shouldn't have brought that up.
You'll throw that up every time it comes up, right?
I shouldn't have brought that
up.
With the girl. Yes.
Has she dinged a car yet?
Not yet, but she was within a whisker of one the other day. She called her brother to come help her back out of the parking space because she was about 5 minutes away. And she, when he got there, he said, there was like, you could slide a paperclip between her. And I was like, why'd you call him? He's the one that keeps dinging cars anyway.
Yeah,
true.
What good's he going to do?
His track record is not great.
Yes. So she hasn't dinged one yet, but she failed the written test 3 times. I shouldn't bring that up. I should not. The point is, my wife had to take my daughter to the DMV 4 times. And every sign was, get your real ID, get your real ID. That was a year ago. Get your real ID. And my wife now is saying, why didn't I listen? She just assumed.
Oh, she has standards.
She assumed they would kick it down the road.
But for 20 years.
They kicked it down the road.
And I also took the gamble because I said, there's no way this is actually going to happen this time. They're going to give us a whole nother year because we've looked for 20 years. We've said, not even a thing.
Yep.
Then and now they actually did it. And we're all like, what?
Yep.
Not fair.
And once again, Chris Dim, in typical fashion, is like, I've had my real ID. I listened to them wholeheartedly. Good for you.
As fate would have it, my license expired like 3 years ago.
So you got it.
So I just said, give me the real ID then.
My kids both have it because they got their license 4 years ago. And then last year, they got it.
You also,
they just did it.
You know, my license.
But my wife didn't. My license doesn't come up. It was like 7 years ago.
So your daughter's is real.
It's real.
Oh.
But not my wife.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, and remember.
The kids have them.
I misunderstood.
We don't.
You can renew your license online like every other time. So it's like, who wants to go to the DMV? They don't want you to go.
Of course.
They don't want you there.
Yeah.
So we made the decision yesterday. We're just going to get new passports. Yep.
I've thought about that too.
Now, we have absolutely no plans for international travel. None. They've closed the Louvre, for God's sake. Where are we going to go?
Yeah.
How are you going to see Venus de Milo?
Did you see this? That's got me up nights, by the way. This Louvre closing. Did you see this?
No. I thought maybe we were talking about the guy who sat in the chair. Did you hear about the chair guy?
Chair guy was in Italy. The Louvre is closed, I think, because the workers are on strike.
What's chair guy? What did chair guy do?
I could see myself totally doing.
What did he do?
You didn't see this?
Sometimes you need a break. You go to take a seat in a chair and it being a Van Gogh.
Oh.
And you don't break it. You crush it.
Technically, they call it the Van Gogh chair. It's made out of Swarovski crystal. And he sat his fat ass down it while his wife took a picture, and it shattered underneath him.
I mean, it's crazy. They have it all on camera photo.
Every angle.
No, I did not see that.
So she yanks him up off the floor, and they run for the exit. But of course, they know who they are.
Yeah. And a lot of people are saying, which I kind of agree with, hey, you don't just sit a chair out
like that.
You put a rope around it.
Well, I agree.
Because I could see myself, he looked like me, kind of just, oh, God, I've been in this museum for 2 hours. I need a break.
I think the piece is maybe 20 years old. It wasn't a Van Gogh, but it's called the Van Gogh chair.
Oh, I see. Okay. I was going to say, is it a 200-year-old
chair?
No, he
did not make it himself.
Now, the Louvre, yesterday, of course, all these tourists were there at the Louvre.
Yes.
Waiting to get
Americans
in.
Are in line. In
this
Paris.
Is like the travel season, of course. And the employees did a spontaneous strike. They're like, we're overrun with tourists. It doesn't hold enough. It's dilapidated, the entire museum. It's coming down at the seams. And so they just wouldn't let anybody in. They didn't open the doors when it opened. And all these American tourists were like, what? You know, very upset by it. Mm-hmm. As you can imagine, you plan your trip to Paris. You want to go to the Louvre.
Of
and
course.
They closed it, so they're on strike now. And President Macron he wants 800 million euros spent to upgrade it, and he's promised that, but they're not fast enough. It's a 10-year project.
Yeah, they announced the project to open a new entrance.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's going to take years.
Yeah, and so the employees were like, we're not opening. Boy, if I had gone to Paris and was standing in front of the Louvre waiting to get in, and they didn't open it, and that was my one day to go there on my week-long trip, I would be outraged.
It's a strange time for tourism, of course. I don't know if you've seen some of the stories out of, like, Spain. I think Barcelona and Mallorca, they are tired of being, quote-unquote, overrun with tourists.
Yeah.
So now they're squirting them with squirt guns.
Saw that. How weird.
You know, you have to – how do you find the balance of keeping your economy going?
Yeah, don't you want tourists?
Preserving what keeps Barcelona, Barcelona.
But I would bet that not all the tourists are friendly, proper.
Well, maybe.
I'm sure they're
respectful.
Look around you, everywhere you travel.
Yeah. Well, the guy who sat in the chair. I mean,
hey, man, I don't blame him. You don't just put a chair out that's
in an
expensive and then not rope it off if it's part of the exhibits.
Right. You have to.
People are like, who would sit on it? And I'd be like, it's a chair.
I would have sat in it.
It's made of glass. It's not a chair.
When you're tired, trust me, you're just looking
you
for a chair.
You need a bench. You need something to sit on.
I mean, look
on.
At me going through these hallways. People try to stop and talk to me. I'm like, nope.
I tried to hand you a soda. You were like,
can't.
I said,
I'm rolling.
I said, turn around. Mm-hmm. Can't do it.
People stop in front of me. I'll be like, nope.
One side, Sonny.
Can't do it. So anyhow, we're going to pay the money to get the passport.
Okay.
And then go and get the real ID in a year when it's, you know, much more the lines are there.
Senator Chris Kelly's wife is on the line.